Our medical topic this morning is ovarian cancer. Anyone who's been diagnosed with cancer or knows someone who has been diagnosed is aware of the physical and emotional toll the disease will take. We have with us Dr. Stephanie Blank and also Ann Sweeney, who's a wife, mother, and, as it says here, ovarian cancer thriver. Doctor, first off, how common is ovarian cancer?
Well, ovarian cancer is the fifth most common cause of cancer death among American women. Unfortunately, it's often discovered later when it's already spread, and so recurrence is likely.
So once we get the diagnosis, is it curable? What kind of treatment can we expect?
Well, the treatment, first of all, a woman with ovarian cancer should be treated by a gynecologic oncologist. And the treatment generally includes surgery and chemotherapy. Some women with ovarian cancer will be cured, but as I said before, it is discovered generally later when recurrence is likely.
Do we know if this is hereditary or is it environmental? What do we know about ovarian cancer?
We know that some ovarian cancer is hereditary, and it is important for people to know their family history. So most ovarian cancer, however, is not hereditary. So not having a family history does not mean a woman is not at risk for ovarian cancer.
Anne, I wanted to ask you, as a ovarian cancer thriver, as it says here, what was your circumstance? Can you tell us your story?
Well, interestingly enough, to Dr. Blank's point, I was one of those individuals who had no history of ovarian cancer in my family. It landed on my doorstep just about 5 years ago. I was fortunate enough, however, to have been caught in the early stages. I know my body better than anybody and was able to recognize that something was amiss. So I was diagnosed quickly, had surgery quickly, had my chemo. It wasn't until I was out of the warm embrace of my care team that I had fears and anxiety and uncertainty.
What kind of fears are we talking about here, or anxiety? Is it like a reoccurrence?
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, to Dr. Blank's point, you know, recurrence is very likely in most cases. And although I knew I was in another category and I was likely to be a success story, there is still that fear, tremendous fear and anxiety. What's going to happen next?
Doctor, tell us about this Our Way Forward survey or campaign. What's it hope to do?
Well, as a doctor who takes care of women with ovarian cancer, I was shocked to hear that the survey found that half of women with ovarian cancer don't feel they have the information they need to go forward.
So what is this additional information that they need? I would assume they have a doctor that they're seeing, or is there a point where there's not as much attention paid to them and they're sort of cut loose and they have to rely on family and friends and, I guess, their own research? What can you say to that?
Well, you're absolutely right in that there is this sense of being cut loose. I felt like I was leaving the warm embrace of my caregiving team. So what the Our Way Forward campaign is providing is information, specifically some very important talking points for patients to ask, you know, engage in deep and meaningful discussions with their care team. They're really empowered and very involved in the process.
We're talking with oncologist Dr. Stephanie Blank and also Ann Sweeney, who is a ovarian cancer survivor. Ann, let's talk to you, I guess. What do you think this new information is going to do? How do you think this will benefit with what you're going through?
I am so impressed with some of these talking points. And in fact, I wish I had had this resource when I was originally diagnosed. I might not have felt so uncertain as I left treatment. There are tips for the newly diagnosed and there are tips for women in recurrence.
I suppose there's a time for someone who's been first diagnosed with ovarian cancer that they're getting all this information and they're still trying to process it. You having been through it, do you kind of consider yourself somewhat of an expert on what needs to be done now?
Well, no, I wouldn't consider myself an expert, but, you know, I have walked the walk, so I can talk the talk. Right. But, you know, you're absolutely right about your hearing this diagnosis and your mind is just firing on all cylinders. It's an awful lot to process. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And the resources here are really going to be very, very helpful for women and their families.
We'll talk about that a little bit, how that affects their families. I'm a man. I don't have ovaries, but obviously I wondered, you know, how does this impact you as a woman, and how does this make you feel, and how does the whole family kind of understand the impact of this disease?
Well, you know, ovarian cancer is not just a woman's disease. It impacts everybody who has a woman in their life that they love.
And they have you written down here as an ovarian cancer thriver. What does that mean to you?
Well, actually, I'm not just surviving, I'm thriving. I'm living a very high quality of life. I'm enjoying life to the fullest, and I'm focused on hope. We're in a good age, if you will, of ovarian cancer. There are a lot of new resources. There are a lot of emerging therapies. There is hope on the horizon.
Where can people go to get more information about this Our Way Forward campaign?
I would go to ourwayforward-oc.com. They'll find all the resources and information they need.
Our guests today have been oncologist Dr. Stephanie Blank and also cancer survivor and thriver, Ann Sweeney. Thank you for your time and sharing all these great details this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.